Hey, y'all, if you enjoy watching your podcast, which seems kind of weird, watching your podcast, but some people really enjoy that. So we have a YouTube channel. You can find it at Heather Parady, P-A-R-A-D-Y. It's also linked up in the show notes. You can hit subscribe. And several of these interviews are actually in person, so you can watch that. Again, that is at Heather Parady on YouTube.
Antonio Baldwin, better known online as Tony Talks, is an American content creator and social media personality. He's well known for creating original skits and characters, which has earned him hundreds of millions of views and followers. I first met Tony in an acting class several years ago, and this was before he blew up. And being able to see what he has built over the past few years with strong intention and incredible work ethic gets me all kinds of lit up. I had him on the show today to talk to content creators, those of us with huge vision, about how to keep your head in the game even when you're not seeing results, how to keep your head in the game when you are seeing results, praise the Lord, his process for creating, how he makes brand deals more interesting, navigating relationships when people don't understand what you're doing. I know this guy in real life, and I'll tell you, he's not just brilliantly talented, but also has a great heart, wonderful energy, and I know you're going to get so much out of this conversation with the one and the only Tony Talk.
We're in a generation now where you don't have to wait for the yes. Like, where you can create it now.
Keep
you know
coming.
What I'm saying? I had to find myself through doing everything.
What do you mean? I had to find myself by doing everything.
Because a lot of people don't have conversations like this or don't talk about how they really feel or what's
they
going
do,
on
they
in
hang
their
out
life.
With me.
Hello?
So I listened to our interview from a few years ago.
Okay.
And I was like, damn, this was good.
It was deep.
It was deep.
Yeah, yeah.
It made me excited to connect with you again.
Absolutely.
Because it reminded me that, dude, you're freaking talented. Like,
thank you. Thank you.
You know, like, you have whatever it is, you have that. It's crazy. But then you couple that with, like, just a really grounded worldview and really healthy mentality with mental health and spirituality and kind of a big picture approach. I just really appreciate that when I've run across creators who are like that. So all that to say, I'm so honored to get to talk to you again in person. Aww. Thank you for taking time out of your day.
Of course.
To do this.
Well, no, of course. Last time we spoke, it was, I mean, like I said, granted, when me and you spoke, I didn't have a lot of interviews prior to us speaking, but it was the one that was very, I had a connection with you prior to already knowing you.
Mm-hmm.
It was a conversation that felt very, like, I mean, I'm talking to a normal human being about something that is, like, very big and important to me. You know what I'm saying? So when you, and then I've seen the work that you've done since then. So when you reached out to me, I was like, absolutely. Yeah. Like, you don't even have to go through my team or nothing like that. I mean, it's just, do you want to do it? I'm showing up for Heather, and now we're here.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
I'm going to do a throwback episode. And right before this, y'all, if you haven't heard, you know, his story, the kind of the backstory here, you can catch up because it's going to be a throwback episode right before this. But I was curious. I was sitting on a plane a couple weeks ago, and somebody asked me what I did. And it's so interesting trying to explain even what I do to somebody on an airplane. And I was curious, when somebody sits next to you on an airplane, how would you tell that stranger what you do?
I stray away from the word influencer. I feel like the minute you say that, people don't take you seriously. They feel like you're just someone who pulls out a phone and then, you know, dances or something, which is okay.
Which you do.
Which I do. And it's okay. But, you know, I prefer to tell people that I'm a content creator. I'm a content creator that my sole mission is just to take people out of their everyday lives and to enjoy whatever they have going on in front of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like Disney, where I always try to do that because Disney, I don't know if you know this, fun fact, Disney, or I don't know if I told you this on the other podcast, but Disney is built on, like, it's built far away from highways. And the reason for that is so you can't see the highway and you're immersed into Disney World. So you don't see, like, the outside world as you're in Disney. And I love to relate what I do to that kind of whole thing because I don't want you to think about what's going on. I don't make videos about political things, about, you know, real things that are happening in the world. It's truly an escape. So when I'm talking to somebody about what I do, I create an escape. And it's through the content that I make.
Why is that so important to you? Why do people need that escape?
Yes, because I was looking for it myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, when me around the time me and you first met, you know, I was in Kelly's class and all that stuff. I was going through, like, a lot of insecurities just about life, about what I want to do, people around me, stuff like that. Yeah. And I couldn't find that kind of escape, like, that was just always there. I mean, like, me and my family would watch Family Guy every now and then, and that would be my version of the escape. But, you know, I didn't have it just accessible where I can just pull up my phone and be like, okay, this is what I want to, you know, watching this is what makes me feel like I'm not here.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, maybe I have the power to create that. And then even when I watch my own videos, because I watch I Am My Biggest Fan, you know, I even feel the escape when I watch my own videos.
I'm glad you said I'm my biggest fan, and you mentioned earlier, I don't, you know, kind of weary the word influencer.
Yeah.
Owning that you're good and that you have something special, how do you wrestle with that? And I heard you in another interview, you were saying that sometimes you discredit yourself or discredit what you've built, and it's just like this habit. And I have that really bad. You know, Southern Christian Bible Belt BS that I grew up in and trying to be humble and whatever. I noticed myself discounting myself constantly. And I'm hella working on that. And so I was paying, I heard that. I was paying attention to that with you on other interviews. Like, that was something you were really focused on.
Yeah.
I'm just curious your insight on that, because obviously you have receipts. Like, there's stuff going on in your life. Yeah. But also, like, keeping, like, a humility to that too, you know?
Yeah, I think where I stand on that is I had to learn that it's something that everyone goes through. Like, and definitely in this field of being a creative.
It don't seem like some people do. They're like...
It doesn't. It seems like people just walk out and they know what to say. They know what to do. They know how to feel. All that stuff. Yeah. And then you feel like, it's lonely and it feels like it's just you. And I think what has helped me, because I'm still going through that. I mean, as you saw me say in past interviews, like, I think it's a form of imposter syndrome, honestly.
You don't have that now, do you?
No, I think I do. I'm not going to lie.
No way, really?
I think I do. Yeah, just because... I don't know. It's hard for me when people are telling me about, like, everything I've accomplished and stuff like that. It's hard for me sometimes to just be like, oh, well, like, thank you, or accepting that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm just in an interesting place regarding that. But what has helped me with that is understanding that it's normal and understanding that a lot of people in this field go through that. And it's easier said than, like, understood, but that's the only thing that's been keeping me, like, a flow of not sinking too far down that hole.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, feeling.
You know, when you're an escape for other people, which is such a beautiful thing, I love that. I'm curious, like, how do you escape now?
And,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Because it's hard, I'm assuming. You tell me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, taking that hat off and disengaging and just being, like, I get complaints on the regular from the people in my life. They're like, you're thinking about something, aren't you? Like, you're not fully present. You're...
Yes.
Because I have... man, I'm ambitious, and I love that about myself.
Yeah.
But also, that can, like, counter creativity sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because with me, the problem is that I am always working. I'm always... My 9 to... When I quit my 9 to 5, my new 9 to 5 is like my new 24/7. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, when I was at my job, it ended at 5. Like, you know, when I clocked that, well, granted, I didn't work that shift. But, you know, theoretically speaking, when I got off, I was off. Mm-hmm. But with this, I'm working 24/7, and I don't know how to turn it off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm always thinking of new videos to make, like, what I can do, this and that. I just recently... came to the conclusion that, like, okay, maybe you should turn things off. Like, maybe you should try to find something that is an escape. Mm-hmm. Because really, I'm not gonna lie to you, Heather, I do not know exactly what that escape is. I like to travel, and I try to stay present while I'm traveling. But other than that, I don't necessarily know exactly what my escape is. But me knowing that is what makes it so less, like, depressive, if that makes any sense. Because there's room for growth, and I'm open to figuring out what that is. And we've been trying like a lot of different things that are enjoyable and remind you to be present and all that good stuff. That's not creating content. You know what I'm saying? Because I love what I do. Like it brings me a lot of happiness, but because it's my job now, I'm trying to find ways to like, you know, separate the job from other things.
How long does it take you? Like I heard in another interview and I just don't know if I believed you. Like you tell me this is really the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
You said you can sketch it out in 30 minutes, shooting an hour, and then like an hour and a half to edit. Is that true?
Absolutely. The only time.
I'm doing it all wrong.
The only time it's not true is.
How?
The only time it's not true is if I get distracted, which I always do.
Okay.
So.
If you're focused.
If I'm focused, yes. But only in the editing process. You know, the editing is where the distractions come.
And you're good. Like, you have, like, special effects.
Yes,
like...
yes. Well, thank you. You know, YouTube. YouTube is the best teacher. YouTube and Google and...
But there's a natural talent there. Because I scrolled back.
Yes.
To the beginning. Yes. And I was watching some of your early videos. Because I like to get a holistic view. And I'm so glad that you put them on there. Because I think sometimes it's like, oh, it must be nice for him. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Without seeing, like, the trail. And you had, like, an edge of, like, editing and understanding camera angles. Yeah. Even, like, back at the beginning. So.
Yeah. I think it's also a drive. Like, you know, because I feel like anybody could learn how to edit videos. I think it's just you go through hurdles of, like, anytime you learn something new and it's too hard, a lot of people just give up. But if you want to do it, then it's something that, you know, you stick around and learn. I was crying several days when I didn't, like, for example, I edit with Final Cut Pro.
Yeah.
When I first bought that, I felt like it was a complete waste of money. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, how am I going to? Because it was so hard. I was editing on my phone, doing everything on my phone. Mm. But I wanted to evolve and I wanted people to like started to see me like, you know, more important. So I was like, let me go ahead and upgrade everything. And when I did that, it was very hard for me in the beginning. But then I wanted to do it. So I wanted to learn it. So those nights I was crying, I was like, all right, wipe the tears and keep moving forward. And I'm so glad I did, because now I can easily just open it up and create pretty much anything.
You know, this isn't to knock people who outsource editing, because I think sometimes people just don't have that desire. But I always really love connecting with folks who do their own editing and figure that out. Because I feel like that is so much of the storytelling process is the edit.
Yeah.
Like figuring out what it is in the editing room. And if you don't mind me getting like super weedy, geeky,
I am such
nerdy
an open, yeah,
with
like
it,
everything.
Just a second.
Yeah.
I just think you're brilliant at the production side to things, and I'm curious, just even since the last time we talked, I mean, the way your content's evolved is nuts. What are like the nuances of things you're looking for in the editing room, and like how do you decide what you're keeping, what you're not, or do you have a pretty easy edit because you stick to a script, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I am the first to say my videos never turn out how I wrote them.
Really?
Yeah, so all of my videos are scripted. Doesn't matter which, like, they're all scripted.
Like the cut, like the scene too, like the angles, or do you do
No. I don't do that. So what's scripted is just the lines.
Okay.
And when I start editing it, I always find something that was not written in there that I think would be hilarious. So I'll add, you know, just something that comes to mind, but it's never how I wrote it. And I guess to answer your question, I don't know. I guess I feel it. Like I see something and I'm like, okay, this works. Or I see something, I'm like, okay, this doesn't work. I do the same take like four or five, six times. And then I go through each one and pick the one that works.
I feel it. I feel it. I've been thinking a lot about that right there because... Mm-hmm. Folks talk a lot about just their instincts and their intuition.
Yeah.
And as a type A driven person, my instinct is to figure out what is the right way to do things versus developing my own taste as an artist and a creative.
Exactly.
And I've been working really hard on that. I don't know if you've had this experience. I feel like a lot of my opinions were pushed down throughout my whole life. I'm how old am I? I'm 37 now. And I feel like I'm just now coming into my own where I have a voice and I can be like, no, you know what? I'll walk it this way, that is Paul. Beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do it this way.
Yeah.
I'm curious your journey with that because your work is so specific. Mm-hmm. Did you have any trouble developing your own taste with stuff, or did you come out of the gate of just like, hell, this is what it is?
Yeah, because in the beginning, and these are the videos you can't find because I took them down.
No.
Yeah, no, they're very provocative and yeah. My brand before was a little edgy.
OnlyFans, man, you can put that up.
Exactly.
Come on.
But it was, I had to find myself through doing everything.
What do you mean? I had to find myself by doing everything.
Well, that's the thing. You know, some people try to wait for them to be told what their niche is. You know what I'm saying? And people like to wait to hear, okay, this works and this doesn't. But you truly have to just do everything. Like, if some part of you wants to be a singer, right, then make a song. You know what I'm saying? If that doesn't work, then be a dancer. Like try everything once, and then you figure out through that what you enjoy doing. With me, that's exactly what it was. Like, the earlier Tony Talks videos were pretty much all over the place. I did movie reviews. I was making, like, little ASMR videos. Mm-hmm. I was trying to pursue a music career. So it was just, like, a lot of different things. And I found my way by going every way. And then whatever one felt right is what I kept doing.
Action creates clarity. That's my favorite book in the world.
Absolutely.
You don't know what to do?
Yes.
Do something.
Yeah, if you don't know what to do, do it. Like, you can figure it out by just doing it. People take things way too seriously. And it's crazy, believe it or not.
We take ourselves too seriously.
Yeah, and it's crazy because now is when I am, like, going backwards to move forward, if that makes any sense.
No, tell me what you mean by that. I'm going backwards to move forward.
Like, I feel like when I first started content creation, it was a little more freer than what it is now. Mm. Now, I enjoy what I do, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there is a few guidelines. And back then, it wasn't the guidelines were still there. I just didn't care. Mm-hmm. But now, I do care. That's why I always tell people, when you don't have, like, all those followers or all those eyes, that's kind of, like, the best time. And the reason I say that is because you can be so experimental.
You can be anything. Nobody's anything watching. You want. Nobody's looking.
Exactly. And then go back and clean it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
you know, I'm glad you brought the guidepost, guidelines stuff, because another thing I've been really curious about lately is creative restriction. Mm-hmm. Just this idea that you need to put perimeters around your creativity to kind of expand that creativity. And these are my assumptions of what your creative restrictions are. But you, I don't know if you explained a little bit lately, but at first it was all, you know, women, wigs, that persona.
Yeah.
Seemed like it was all filmed in your house, your home.
Yeah.
Those are, to me, it seemed like intentional boundaries that you put in place. And I was curious if that was something that was premeditated or just something that naturally came out.
Uh-huh.
And do you have any kind of creative restrictions now?
Okay, so let me answer the first part of that.
Yeah.
So the reason I was only filming at my house is because, one, I didn't want to be, I'm not going to say typecasted, because, you know, that was like influencer type stuff, but I didn't want to be one of those people where, like, every time I walked out the house, I had to be in a character.
Mm.
Like, I wanted to, like, when I show up to certain events, I don't want to show up. I've made that known. I don't want to show up as a character to any event.
That's so smart.
Unless it's filmed.
They're like, there. They're stuck in that room.
Exactly. They are where, like, the cameras are. But, like, for example, Tyler Perry and Madea, you never see Madea just on a red carpet or interviewing or nothing like that. Only time you see her is in a film,
so
in a
smart
project. You know what I'm saying? And then it makes the characters more bigger because you never see them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's almost like it's like an exclusive thing. So I forgot the second part of your question, but that was like the first part.
So you had, I'll get back to the second one in a minute, but you had big vision, conviction that this was going somewhere, you were going somewhere. For you to premeditate before you're following and all that, that these characters are staying at home. When I'm on the red carpet,
absolutely,
they're not coming.
Absolutely, because the people that I did watch on social media, I saw that they were, like, stuck. Like, they were stuck in that mm-hmm. character. And I don't want that. That's why none of my characters have names, except for, like, two or three of them. But none of them really have names because mm-hmm. I don't want to get stuck in any of that. I want to be able to go out and play like myself or play other characters and still be seen as valuable as these wigged characters, if that makes any sense.
Do you ever get, what's the word? I don't want to say like frustrated. Maybe that's not the right word. Like kind of annoyed with the characters. Like, I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to talk to you right now. Like, I just want to be me for a couple weeks.
No. You know,
they're not listening. It's okay.
Right. But no, believe it or not, no, because my characters gave me a new sense of confidence. So I wouldn't say that. And the reason why is because it's acting. Like, I put on the hat of an extremely confident persona. I put on the hat of someone that can walk into a room and demand attention. You know what I'm saying? So now, without those personas, I can pull from them. So now when I walk into a room, I feel like I already have charge of it without anyone even looking at me. Just because I can pull bits and pieces from these characters that I created.
Damn.
So I don't. Now, sometimes I'm like, okay, like I'm not in character right now when people want me to be a character. But other than that, I never get mad at them because that whole thing changed my life. Mm. Yeah.
Question from 20 minutes ago.
Right.
So do you have any creative restrictions right now? Anything, I mean, even like a time limit, like it has to be done within this time frame. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious because sometimes I know as creatives, when we have like a huge whiteboard and we're like, I'm going to be playful. I'm going to do something. Sometimes we go off the rails or we don't do anything because there's so many options that it's like you have to put a restriction there. And I'm just curious at this point in your creativity, do you even need that anymore?
Yeah, I feel like the restriction that I may have now is more so being too professional, if that makes any sense. What I mean by that is, like, you know, I have brands that follow me and all that stuff, and they're, like, watching my every move and blah, blah, blah. And I feel like for me to retain that level of, like a high-quality content creator, mm-hmm. the camera has to always be 4K. The editing has to always be smooth. The wigs always have to be brushed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything has to be perfect. And I think me mixing how random and spontaneous I am with everything being intentional and perfect is like a boundary or like I forgot the word you use.
Creative restriction.
A creative restriction that I place on myself. No one else did that to me. So that's literally what I said when I was saying I have to go back to move forward, is because I have to go back to my phone quality videos and all that stuff just to remind myself that it doesn't always have to be so perfect. Like, everything I do in my videos looks like it's like random and coincidence, but everything is written out and intentional or edited in an intentional way.
Oh, I know it is. That none of that is by accident. And that's so interesting. I never thought about it before, but you're right. You've been able to marry kind of like these chaotic, full-bodied characters that have so much movement, but it's so well produced that it's in control still. So that's so interesting.
It's not... I don't know. Like, at some point in my journey of content creation, you know, in the beginning, everything was improv. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? If I want these projects to get bigger and I want to collab with some very important people, I need them to see that I know how to write scripts. And I need them to see that I know how to organize what I'm doing. And I'm not just like a regular influencer that you can just pick up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when I started that journey, was the journey of like, perfectionism, and that's when it all started happening. And I don't regret it. You know what I'm saying? I do feel like it's a great trait. But I need to learn how to take that hat off. And just put on the having fun as a kid hat, and just create just to have fun. You know what I'm saying? And not, it's a whole cinema project, every single thing, because I already now have the quote unquote track record of you being able to look at my videos and see that, you know, I may know a little thing about cameras or something like that. You know, just a little bit. So I think it's okay to go back and create, like, you know, just stupid videos, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. I know something someone was asking me the other day, and I'm going to ask it to you because I think it was a great question. They were talking about how do you keep that vibe of human, like that humanity piece to your content while keeping it well produced. And because this person was coming from a place similar to you where, you know, they're wanting to build a media company, like something that's going to give them opportunities. And so that level of excellence and taking it, I'm not just, you know, making shit. I'm doing, this is an entertainment brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then keeping the pulse of the human side, I thought was a very interesting question because it still is on a platform where people are chilling.
Yeah.
How do you approach that and conceptualize leveling up your brand but not making it unapproachable, you know?
I think the way to do that is have conversations like this. Have people around you like Heather. You know what I'm saying? And I say that because it brings the humanness, I don't even know if that's the right word, but like
I love humanness.
Yeah, like the humanness into any situation, because sometimes there's nothing wrong with dreaming big. There's nothing wrong with wanting to create something. I mean, the right thing to do is to create something that continues without you, or like, you know, it does its thing and you're still the head of it, but like it's doing its own thing, making money for you, you know, changing the world, all that good stuff. But I feel like having conversations like this really does normalize and humanize all those big thoughts. Yeah. It's like, okay, because a lot of people don't have conversations like this or don't talk about how they really feel or what's
they
going
do
on
if they
in
hang
their
out
life.
With me.
Hello?
Seriously,
you know,
I'd be like, what's
not
really
a
going
in
on
in everybody's life, you know? And my thing is, if you don't have those conversations or seek those people out, then you're kind of drowned by your dreams and you're drowned by your inspirations. And then you really lose yourself. But the benefit is that the world has changed and all that. But like, how good is that if the world's changed if you can't live in it? You know what I'm saying? And you know, I don't know if that's selfish or not, but at the end of the day, it's you. You know, it's just you. And I would love to experience a little bit of what I changed. And I feel like the way to do that is to have conversations, level myself down so my dream is still there, but it doesn't, like, you know, overcome me and all that craziness. Hopefully I answered your question. I feel like I went on the whole, like, on a whole nother
There is
thing.
No answer to any of this. It's just, like, wrestling with it as humans and figuring
there
out, like, all the different angles to it. It's just fascinating. And I tell people all the time, it's okay that we don't have any of this stuff figured out because we're the first generation to figure out what it means to be a human being on the internet. You know, we weren't taught that growing up. And so, of course, we're wrestling, like, what does this mean? And then the entertainment industry is changing where, you know, you and I entered into it from, like, a conventional path where you get an agent, you get auditions, blah, blah, blah. And you're the first, you know, round of folks to figure out how to create your own opportunities. Opportunities are coming to you. That's what's so badass.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, I always tell people, like, you don't, we're in a generation now where you don't have to wait for the yes. Like, you can create it now.
Keep
you know
coming.
What I'm saying?
Keep
you
coming.
Can. You
keep
can
coming.
Create the yes.
Yeah.
And I'm in that route. You know, every time we go to the movies, I'm staring at the movie, I'm staring at the screen. I'm just like, I'm going to be on there.
Yes, you will.
Whether
yes,
it
you
is
will.
Their project or mine. And with the musical I was talking to you about, we're premiering it in a theater. So, you know, I'm literally going to be able to sit there and
look at me. I
just got a
little chill. That's so great.
It's a beautiful thing. And I told him, I'm going to be so emotional. I'm probably not going to even see the film. Be crying the whole time. You know what I'm saying? And it's just because it's going to be my inner child is all I'm trying to, like, you know, satisfy in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
And you said something earlier, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to touch on that. But I forgot where I was going.
It'll come back.
I hope so. It was so deep, and I felt like it was something that I needed to hear, even by me saying it. So hopefully it does come back.
I'm so proud of you and happy for you that you had courage to do something outside of the box. So obviously you have a formula, something that's working on socials, but then to be a beginner again and push yourself in the way of producing a musical, that is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And I really want to highlight that because to your point, we're waiting on people to give us opportunities. And I'm living proof that they're not coming. And it's been the past year I've had a really hard look at myself of like, Heather, you've either got to make something on your own or give this thing up.
You are such an inspiration. And let me tell you why. You gave me my flowers. I'm giving you yours. And the reason why is because when I first met you, you had a very vibrant personality alone, but I just figured it was because, you know,
we're pursuing... It's called
ADHD. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, we're, you know, we're pursuing acting, and for the most part, when you meet an actor, their personality is usually pretty vibrant because you never really know if it's them or if they're acting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I met you, and I was like, okay, she's amazing and all that stuff, but... From then until now, I mean, not even talking about all the, like, the materialistic things that you have surrounded yourself with. It's just you as a person, I feel like I can see the books that you've read. You know what I'm saying? And I could see the people that you've talked to on you. And even just being here in person, the cameras, they're not here. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. And it's just, it's a real beautiful thing. It's inspired me even when I get out of this space we're in, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I mean, I have so many other thoughts. I just can't
word them. Thank you. Thanks for saying that. And I'm not going to dismiss it. I'm going to say thank you. I appreciate
and
that.
Receive
and
it.
I receive it.
There you
and
go.
And I accept it and
there
I believe
you,
you.
There you go.
I think what's been interesting for me is I feel guilty for my ambition sometimes.
Really?
Yes. Because, and I've just noticed this the past, like I said, this year has been huge for me. Like, I got into therapy for the first time.
Really?
I've been,
congratulations. Yeah. It's crazy. You
it's
would think
terrible.
That this is a form of therapy for you.
Well, it has been. And so I've kind of excused it, like, well, I've been having all these conversations. I do personal development. I read a shit ton.
Yeah.
You know, I do all that stuff. And I'm not saying everybody has to go to therapy, but there got to be a point where I'm like, I need an unbiased person who will just shoot it to me straight.
Yeah.
And not kiss my ass or be like, yeah, you're doing fine, Heather, or whatever. And I used to be like, get your shit together, girl. And I found that person. It's been terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm saying. So it's kind of like this realization for me that I have muted a lot of my ambition, because if you go back to our previous conversation a few years ago, you used to want to be a minister, a counselor, a helper, if I'm not getting all that wrong. Like, you know, your heart is for people. You said earlier, I want to give people an escape.
Absolutely.
And so it's been interesting for me to temper, balance, helping people, making an impact, being a good person, but then also to having that ambition, selfish side of like, I want to be on screen. I want to be on a stage. I want to talk to influential people.
Yeah.
How do you wrestle with that? Because now you're experiencing it. You're getting some badass opportunities.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're getting a taste of what is even more to come in your life, which I think is just the freaking beginning for you.
Thank you.
Keeping yourself grounded in that. I don't know, man. Like, am I crazy or do you deal with this at all?
No, no, you're not crazy at all. And I think the best way to put it is like, everyone, like you said, okay, so like you said earlier, this is our first time, like, kind of growing in this social media kind of time period, creating things that we want and all that good stuff. I remind myself, like I said earlier, I'm not the only one going through this. Like, it is a, it is hard trying to stay true to wanting the best for everyone and still wanting the best for yourself.
Oh, boy.
Without seeming like you are being like an ass or like a selfish.
You're taking away from them.
Yeah. And you know, and I'm in the business of always giving. Like, I've done a lot for my family. Like, I took them to Disney World.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
It was a huge accomplishment for me. It's a lot with my friends that I've done that I don't really want to get too deep into, but it's just like, I feel like I do a lot so I can have people experience the things that I've been experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
But within me doing that, I take away the joy of just experiencing it. I keep forgetting sometimes that you have to walk through the door yourself and then turn around and then get mm-hmm. the people that you want to help
so
and then
true.
Bring them in. It's so hard to do that, though. Like, for me, I'm at a state right now that I can't. Like, I'm not going to say I can't, but, like, it's very hard for me to lift my foot up and walk into a door mm-hmm. alone, not, like, thinking about it makes me emotional. But we ain't going to get all into that. But it's just, it's emotional for me to think that I would have to walk into a door and leave people that I care about.
We have to talk behind. About this.
You know?
We have to talk about this. This yeah. is such a real experience for a lot of people, whether it's, you know, building a platform like you or mm-hmm. just bettering yourself, being the first to go to college mm-hmm. or, you know, it's kind of like this feeling of who do you think you are,
mm-hmm.
you know? And sometimes that's put on by other people. Like, I've had people say things to me, you know, like, you know, and then sometimes I have that internal thing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting trying to, I don't want to say let people go. That sounds so harsh. Mm-hmm. But realizing that if you're going to move forward, that is going to be the natural progression of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very real reality that they're not coming.
Yeah.
And you can't stay behind.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's sad because when that enters family, that's when it gets even more. Because then the way I see it is like, okay, I'm in this real nice building, mm-hmm. getting room service and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I have to, like, I'm not going to say put that to the side, but, like, I have to kind of dim that down when I'm talking to people who I know can't necessarily experience
yep.
much of that stuff yep. just because they don't see it for themselves, no matter how much you try yep. to pour it into yep. them. And it's hard for me sometimes because it's not necessarily, because I haven't had to fully cut anybody off, but I'm just very selective with who I experience or I talk about my experiences
yeah.
with, and that kind of sucks because then they see it on social media.
Yeah.
And then I come across as like, the bad guy or something or the guy who were like, he's too bougie to this or yeah. that. But it's just because, you know, I try to hand out opportunities as much as I can.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm still waiting for opportunities myself. But, you know, it's a whole situation. Like, it really is. And I'd be trying to, I think that's what I'm navigating now, though, because dealing with that stress has mm-hmm. like caused physical things to go on with my body and all
really?
That stuff. Yeah.
Damn.
I was having all these stomach problems and all that because I was stressed. And it wasn't my stress. Like, I was holding other people's stress and it was affecting me.
Yeah.
So it was a lot for me to wrap my head around that. And even though I was handling other people's stress, I still did not have it in me to let go of them or mm-hmm. put them to the side because I cared about them so much. So while I'm suffering, they're fine,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to find ways to fix myself and still keep them around.
Damn.
So,
and then be playful and creative, and then try to show up. Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's wild.
It was a lot, but I'm at a place now where it's a little easier to handle
mm-hmm.
and navigating around. Okay, this is for me. Let it be for me.
Yeah.
Sit in it. Try to experience it fully. And then, you know, go back and talk about it if they weren't able to come.
It's words of wisdom.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about a little bit more of your creation process. I mm-hmm. think your brand deal content is brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm going to link up some of them in the show notes so y'all can see. Like, I even saw some of your people's comments. They're like, this is the way you do brand deals.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That's mm-hmm. your income, the brand deals. So delivering the content has to be there, but you also don't want to disengage your viewers because mm-hmm. it's some stupid commercial.
Exactly.
So you've been doing these like fun, you infuse the brand into the skits you're already doing. I didn't even know it was a product.
That's the goal, yeah.
The last one, the headphones.
The Bose headphones, yeah.
let's talk through that.
Yeah.
So y'all may not have brand deals listening or so forth, but you know, sometimes there's an objective there of like, okay, this, I need to sell this course or get people to know about my photography services or whatever, whatever. When you have like an agenda, somebody's like, okay, here's all the features of this, you know, these headphones. Pen to paper, how do you start building a narrative around that?
Okay, so I try to make sure I put who I am into it. Mm-hmm. And I got to make sure these brands know that in the beginning. Like, if you're hiring me, you need to know that you don't have, I need creative control of it. Just
are
because.
Are they cool with that usually?
Most of them. Because of, like, the track record, most of them. And believe it or not, some of the beginning brand deals that I've done were free. And a lot of people, you know, don't expect it. But yeah, that's how you do things the way you want. And then the future brands see how your audience reacts to it. Literally, I would do, let's say you had like a shoe line or something you were working on. I would literally ask you, can I promote your shoes? And then because I'm asking and it's like, you know, you pretty much don't give me any kind of guidelines other than make sure you put it in a positive light.
Yeah.
So other than that, you know, I start with making sure that it's me. Like, it starts with me, not the company. Because the minute someone sees the company open, they swipe right past it. It's a complete ad at that point.
Right.
So I start with me, and then I find a way to incorporate their, whatever the qualities of this product is, I try to find a way where I can merge it into what I already do.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a dancer that wants to promote shoes, the best way I would recommend doing that would be you would start the video off with you dancing to your song or whatever, then show the shoes. Like, let people act like they're, like, let people think they're just watching another video of you. And then slide in an ad somewhere in there. Most brands make you do it within 3 seconds of when the video starts. And that's okay. Like, the way you can do it is those first 2 seconds can go a long way with the attention spans that these people have now. You know what I'm saying? So I start with me. Then I go to the qualities of the product. Don't stay there too long.
Yeah.
And then I go back to me. So it ends with me, starts with me. And the middle is where you get the ad. And you do all this under a minute.
How do you come out with that idea? So you have like headphones, coming up with an airplane, you know, scenario. Do you have like a bank of ideas, like airplane scenario, this, that, and then like go pull from it? Like, dig in, man.
No,
I'm ready for this.
Okay, so earphones. Let's start first. Let's not even say it's those earphones.
Okay.
So just earphones in general. Like the AirPods, the Apple AirPods.
Let's do
that.
Yeah.
So I can easily go through what has happened today. So I had a podcast interview with you.
Yeah.
So I would find a way. I would start it off with two characters having a podcast interview. And then mid-interview, she can get a phone call. And then when she gets the phone call, she'll flip her ear around, and then you'll see the AirPod. And then she'll answer the phone call with her AirPod. And then I can advertise it within that small 2-3
seconds. Right now. Like, this is just popping up for you.
Oh, yeah. I got visually see it right now. So literally, she can just go like this, and then that's when she answers it. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm just talking to you on my... And then they joke around. She's like, you better not be doing an ad right now. And then, you know, you do the ad. And then you go back to the interview.
You know, that's a skill. Like,
yeah.
And that's something we can learn how to do. Everything is a skill set. So I'm just curious, like, if someone were struggling with kind of getting more visual or creative with an idea or something, how do you kind of nurture that side to yourself a little bit? Because for you to, everything you switch in your videos is just like,
Yeah.
It's like a million ideas in one video.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, how do you nurture that?
So, okay, so there's two parts. One, go back to the example that I just did.
Yeah.
It was based off of something that happened in real life.
You always start there?
Always.
Really?
Yeah, like, literally, that Bose video, we just got back from somewhere. We were out of town. We were in L.A. for, like, a red carpet thing. And then we got back, and I filmed it. So, we were on a plane. I had a terrible experience on the plane. And, you know, that's kind of where that came from, like the real plane ride. So the example that I just did, you know, was something that happened in real life. Mm. So my advice is always experience life. If you ever get caught up on, you know, something like you have like a creative rut or something like that, just experience life. Go outside, play a little bit. And then an idea will come to you, at least it does with me, based off of stuff that is happening right in front of you. Because that's where all of our ideas come from. It comes from life.
They're there.
Yeah. And then the second part of that is I love randomness. I love Family Guy, Mad TV.
Yeah.
And in Family Guy, I don't know if you noticed, but like there's always two storylines in one episode. So I try to make sure even in my 1 minute skit, it starts somewhere and then it ends somewhere else. Because I just feel like that keeps your attention. Like you never know how my video is gonna end. You can see how it starts in maybe the middle, but it always takes a turn at the end. And that's based off of Family Guy.
What do you mean the two timelines? Or
like two storylines or like two plots. Yeah, so like it'll start off with, I don't know, Peter arguing with Brian or something like that. And then it'll be about that. And then towards the end, it'll switch to like the reason Brian was arguing with Peter is because he has a traumatic past or something like that. Stuff you don't know until you get to that part of the show. So, like, it's a completely different thing by the end of the show than it is in the beginning. So you think it's about, like, for example, with that example I just said, you think it's all about Peter and Brian arguing. You think that's going to be the whole episode.
Interesting.
But it's not. It's just, like, the first, like, 15 minutes. And then the other 15 minutes is about something completely different.
I'm going to steal that idea. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's so smart. You know what I'm saying? I always tell people that. Like, that's how you have fun. You don't feel like, it doesn't have to be the same thing the whole video. People get uninterested and they swipe. But if you give them something new mid-video, they're like, oh, okay. They don't even know they watched the whole video. They're thinking that they're watching two separate things. And I think that's why people enjoy my content, because you just never know what to expect at the end. It's just weird.
Damn. I know we're getting close to the time. I want to ask you real quick about, you said earlier, experiencing life and being open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this isn't your experience, so tell me. Mm-hmm. I spend an ungodly amount of time by myself.
Yes.
Working.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm editing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing. Mm-hmm. I'm in my office by myself. It is a kind of boring life. Like, every once in a while, I'll do something cool and
absolutely.
Badass.
Absolutely.
It's like cool, badass, terribly boring. Cool or badass, terribly boring.
That is my life. Literally, people think that I'm always out. I don't go outside. Like, for real.
Same.
I'm always, people ask how I'm so consistent. And that's, we were at some event and this guy asked me, you know, how are you, like, you're always posting videos. And at some point, I was posting every single day.
Yeah.
And I was
which
like,
is wild.
Yeah, I was like, that's because I have no life. Literally,
totally.
I am at home every day filming.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, it's so normal. Like, the only time, like, I truly am out is when I have the creative ruts. And then that's when I'm like, okay, I need to go out of town, or I need to, you know, do something that's not work. And then I'm out. But social media, you know, you post that picture, then it looks like you're just out every single day.
Yeah.
So
the ideation piece, like, I mean, I guess is it as simple as, you know, hey, I go into Kroger, you know what I'm saying? Like, because for me, coming up with ideas, sometimes I feel so dry. Because it's like, okay, I'm going to go look at Frizzy Sam, my cat. You just do something. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of stimulus coming in.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, you know, well, get out and enjoy life more and go sign up for a class. I'm like, I don't have time to go to a class, Paul.
Yeah.
I got some dreams. I got some things to do.
Exactly.
So it's been this weird thing back to the balance of ambition and creativity because they're right. That exposure, that stimulus is what fosters things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're focused, and I believe you have to be really focused.
Absolutely, yeah.
Saying no a lot, it's interesting figuring out how do you bring in that magic when you have a plan.
Yeah, and then, I mean, not only that, to go back to what you were saying, you know, everyone's definition of experience in life is completely different. You know what
totally,
I'm saying? Like,
totally.
Going, a kid experiencing life is completely different from an adult.
Mm.
Like, they can go outside and my nephews can go play with a water bottle and that is life for them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anytime, like, with me saying experience life and do something, can be as simple as just going to your living room and watching a movie that you want to watch. You know what I'm saying? That's life, you know? So that's just to kind of go back to that. But mm-hmm. I did, I'm not going to lie to you, I was so focused on that, I forgot what the question was. But just give me the end again, and then we're good.
Just wrestling with ambition and creativity again. I think that's just been my theme the past few months, yeah. because I've been hanging out with more creative people.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because some creative folks are just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But then I hang out with like really ambitious people and they don't have a creative bone in their body. And so
exactly.
I'm very driven, but I also want to be outside of the box creatively, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting trying to make space for both of those things.
I think the answer to that, really, you already know, which is around not being so hard on yourself.
I don't like when people tell me that.
I hate it too. Like, it makes you the bad guy.
Well, I'm good at being hard on myself, and that's what gets shit done, is being hard on yourself.
It is.
This is why I'm in therapy.
Which is very true. The only problem is you have to turn it off at some point.
I know. It's hard.
You know, no one wants to always be around a bully. You know what I'm saying?
You're
and
right.
You don't want to be the bully to yourself. Mm. And although I am the bully to myself, it's easier to tell you not to be one. So it's like, you know, I feel like that is the answer to balance those two. It's to just be easy on yourself when it comes to the things you want to create. With this musical, I kid you not, I am so... It's like I'm punching myself in the face every day to not only get things done, but to also make them perfect, but also be creative in other aspects that has nothing to do with the musical. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's very hard. But I'm understanding that just the advice I would give someone else, you know, we're all children. You wouldn't talk to a child in the way that you talk to yourself.
I know.
You know? Yeah. So... I try my hardest to be easy on myself with what I want to create, what I am ambitious about, and how I achieve all of that stuff. Because you do have to be hard on yourself. You do. But you got to turn it off at some, or turn it down at some point. And that's how you get the things done, but in a fun way.
Yeah.
You know, you're not so like, oh my God, like, I didn't achieve this. I didn't do this. Oh my God, I hate myself for this. Or not hate myself, but like, I didn't achieve this. And, you know, it's okay. You know, we're all literally doing this for the first time. I had to think about that with my parents with certain things. But it's like, it's their first time living. It's everybody. We forget that. Mm. It's Beyonce's first time living. It's everyone in the earth right now at this present moment. It's our very first time. I mean, granted, you know, past lives and all that
Never
stuff.
Know, yeah.
That's a whole thing. But we don't have to get into that. But present day,
it's
our first, it's everyone's first time doing all of this.
That's a beautiful thought.
You know, and it makes things easier when your ambition is a little, I'm not going to say too high, but when your ambition is really like fucking you up at the time.
Yeah, real
you know
talk.
What I'm saying?
Real talk.
Because it's very real. And a lot of people think that it's just picture perfect and it's far from it.
I want to hear about this play as we wrap it up. You got to tell me all the things. Is this going to be something, how people view it? Like, what's the...
Yeah, structure? So it's not necessarily... It's not a play. So it's a musical,
sorry,
but it's a film.
I keep saying play.
No. It's okay. It's a film. And it is surrounding one of my characters... Well, the one character that does have a name, which is my boss character, Cassandra. It's called Boss Up. And it is... It takes you through a whole journey of learning how to be your own inner boss and take control of your own life. And, you know, as stereotypical as that sounds, it takes you through a journey that you don't expect her to go through. She's one of my characters that are very, like, bitchy. She's like the lovable villain. You know what I'm saying? And you don't really think that she has a soft side, but you get to meet her mother. You get to truly see how she is at work and the troubles that she goes through. And I think that it'll just motivate a lot of people.
How long is it?
45 minutes.
Dang!
Yeah.
First time producing something that length, yeah?
Yes, the very first time. And it, so far, is a process. I'm learning a lot of words that I didn't know. And going from the influencer space to a, like, you know, well, influencer content creator space to a, like, true... creative director. This is my first time being an executive producer.
That's so badass.
I've never been in those shoes before. So it's a lot. But, you know, it's my production team is actually helping me. Like, they're so awesome. Mm. They're helping me, like, learn the ways of this industry in a, I'm not going to say easy way, but an easier way, because they understand that this is my very first time doing all of this.
Damn.
So, you know, it's
so cool.
It's new.
What's the biggest thing you'll take into the next project that you've learned from producing this one?
I'm not going to even lie to you. Just like I told him, my mindset is that this is the only one I'm doing.
No, I don't believe you.
I don't, and I, that's what I said. No. I said, once I get done, that's when it's probably going to be like, okay, I'm going to create da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But this is a journey, and, you know, it's not like, you know, it's not the creating a skit, writing it down, filming it, and editing it, and then we're done.
Yeah.
This is
it's
months
a huge
of a
commitment.
A huge commitment. So my mindset now is this is the only one.
So cool. So when's the release date? How people engage with that?
We are thinking the end of August, but I don't know how realistic that is. Mm. So that's why I haven't necessarily told anybody yet. But on Monday is when I will figure out the exact release date for us.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
But that's the pitch date.
It's badass. Badass.
Thank you.
I could keep talking to you. I want to honor just your time. I have one final question, but
absolutely,
you didn't have to do this. You didn't have to say
yes.
again to coming on a microphone with me, driving here. Thank you
for
your energy.
Of course.
Thank you for the way you show up in this world. You're so freaking talented.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I mean this. I literally cannot wait to see where you go, the people you're going to influence, the rooms you're going to be in. Mm-hmm. You're destined for great things.
Thank you.
Freaking honored to be here. Where can people connect with you online? And then I'll ask you one deep final question and then we'll be done.
Oh, God. Yes. So I can be found Instagram. I am Tony. TikTok officially Tony Talks. Twitter, I am Tony Tweets. Snapchat, I am Tony Snaps or just Tony Snaps. And I think that is all. You know, now I'm Googleable. And I'm like, wow. So
Google you?
Yes. But I'm not going to say that. You know how like bitchy that sounds? Like, I would never say that. But
we'll put a screenshot right here.
I know.
That'd be great.
But it's an honor. It's an honor, though, because I did that like a few days ago. And I was like, I just wonder what comes up. And, you know, now you can Google it and see work. Mm. So that goes to show the work. I'm excited.
That's so cool. So cool. Mm-hmm. Very last question. What is something that you are deeply questioning right now at this stage of your career? And the reason I ask you this is a lot of folks, it's easy to dismiss ourselves because we'll look at other people and there's such dissonance of like, you know, whatever. And we all are questioning things, we're wrestling things. The stuff that you were dealing with in 2020, we connect with now, long past gone. Now you have your own new challenges. So what is something you don't have the answer to that you're questioning right now?
My purpose.
No way.
I'm not going to lie to you.
It's going
to
be another hour.
I know. I'm serious, though. Like, it is. It's shifting. I feel like it's a thing that consistently shifts. I'm in this, it's like a support group almost, but it's like full of creatives. And we meet every Monday, and it's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie, because everyone has their own, like, kind of big thing going on in their lives. And we all meet together to kind of just talk about different things that are going on with us mentally, spiritually, all that good stuff. And I'm learning in that like class or whatever that maybe my purpose may be shifting a little bit to what I don't know. It's extremely uncomfortable.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm constantly telling myself you're okay, you're fine, all that good stuff. But I was so sure of my purpose when we talked last time. Now it is a small little shift and I don't have the answer for it, and I'm trying to be content with that.
What was it before?
Before, my purpose was to be the world's greatest actor, and it was to consistently motivate and to help people have that escape. And although that's what I do now, I don't fully know if that is my 100% purpose.
So beautiful. Yeah. I love that, because there's no way you would have gotten here without first going there.
Exactly.
It's all such a beautiful process. Anyways, I could talk to you all day long. Thank you so much for your time today. This was awesome.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me. I'll always show up.
Okay. Dress like that.
I know. Yes.